The Australian cricket family will converge on the small town of Maxville on the New South Wales north coast today to bid farewell to Philip Hughes. Up to 5,000 people are expected to attend a funeral service this afternoon in and around the local high school hall. The first test match of the summer against India was due to start in Brisbane tomorrow. The first test will now kick off at the Adelaide Oval on Tuesday. Peter Lawler is the chief cricket writer for The Australian. He was at the Sydney Cricket Ground last Tuesday when Philip Hughes was so tragically struck by that bouncer. He joins us from Maxville now. Peter, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning, Fran.
Peter, you've been in Maxville for a few days now. What's the mood there?
It's a pretty sombre place, Maxville, to be honest with you. Sombre and a little surreal. The infrastructure that's going into place for this funeral makes you think, it's almost like you too have come to town. Phil would be shaking his head in disbelief, to be honest. There was cranes and generators and broadcast things and all that sort of tawdry business that goes on around a story like this. Also lovely touches, you know, the motor dealer outside of town as you cross the Nambucca River has put up three huge cherry pickers with a set of bales across the top and Philip's cap number on them. A lot of touching little tributes in shop windows and that sort of thing.
So you've got the sort of bigger Ben Hur sensation because this funeral is going to be broadcast live, and I understand they're expecting so many people. They're putting big screens on the Oval, I think. So there's that side. But what about the streets and the shops? Are they makeshift memorials? How are they reflecting this?
Oh, definitely. Everywhere you look. I mean, I'm looking over now at the Trustwood Trophy Shop. It's got the bat and the cap in the window. The Shire officers have got Philip's one-day shirt in the foyer. The local car, another car dealer around the corner here is really, really lovely sort of photograph of Philip up there with flowers around it. Everywhere you look, there's little memorials. I'm standing on the balcony of the Nambucca Hotel as we speak, and the next shop down is just the chalkboard's been wiped clean. It says, "Rest in peace, Philip." The green and gold streamers I've just noticed on all the street posts. This is Philip's town today.
Philip's town, and I understand the whole town is invited to the wake afterwards. The school hall is going to be the site of the funeral itself. Do you know much about the service, Peter?
Yeah, a little bit about the service. There are going to be a few speakers. Michael Clark has accepted the responsibility of speaking. James Sutherland, the CEO of Cricket Australia, will also speak, as will James Henderson, who was Philip's manager and a good friend of his. The hall is just a very nondescript little country hall, but behind, above it, are two playing fields where the overflow will be. Most of the people that will be at the funeral, 80% of the seats inside have been reserved for locals, and there will be locals on the fields, but naturally the sort of... there's a lot of cricket royalty coming to town. Ricky Ponting and Rihanna arrived last night. I believe most of the test team are flying in this morning from Sydney. I think there's a charter flight from Sydney. There's a lot of ex-players coming. Somebody said to me last night that Brian Lara would be here. Richard Hadley will be here.
Wow. So that is cricket royalty, as you say, and I think a number of Australian test captains, Mark Taylor, Steve Waugh, you say Ricky Ponting's there. So there's that presence. What about the Indian cricket team? Because, of course, the test that was due to start tomorrow, that's been postponed, rescheduled now. Are any of the Indian players attending, do you know?
Yes, the captain, Virat Kohli, is supposed to come here, and Ravi Shastri, who's pretty well known to most Australians for the 200 he made against Shane Warne. In Shane Warne's first test at the SCG, he's also coming. I'm not sure about the other players. The Indians have been magnificent through this. It's been very disruptive to them. They've been stuck in Adelaide. The game that they were supposed to play was cancelled. The tests that they were supposed to play have been shuffled like a deck of cards. And look, like the rest of the cricket world, they've been very understanding.
It's 8:04. Our guest is Peter Lawler, the chief cricket writer for The Australian. Peter... Philip Hughes was a in-and-out member of the Australian Test team. the size of the enormity of the response and the reaction across the nation, as you say, across the world, people like Brian Lara flying in, has been quite phenomenal. Are you surprised that it has struck such a chord or hit such a note with the with our subconsciouses or however we like to describe that? What is that about?
I can't get my head around it. I've been a journalist for 30 years in all fields, and I think I know. You can predict the way a story will play out. I could never have predicted this. I could never have imagined it would have had so much impact. I knew it would have an impact on those close to him and cricket fans, but I suspect Philip's story transcends the game a little bit too. That classic folk story about a country boy, you know, when it's that sad story about potential cut down. And he had a charisma that shines through in photographs. There's no exaggeration in any of the tributes that have been paid to Philip.
Mm. And absolutely genuine. And as you say, it does rise beyond the cricket lovers. There's no doubt about that. What about for you, Peter? You've been a journalist for decades. You've been a cricket watcher and a cricket writer for many, 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 many years. You were there at the SCG when Philip Hughes got hit by that ball. What impact has it had on you personally?
I'm very sad. I was very shocked. I never expected to see that. I went downstairs to give him a thumbs up just to check that he was all right on the way in the ambulance. Yeah, I was kidding myself. So what I witnessed on that boundary line up close, I never expected to witness on a cricket field. But it only gives me more sympathy for the players and what they went through out and sent to wicket. That was a terrible, terrible situation and immediately apparent too. The severity of his injuries. It's knocked me about. Surprisingly, the people that it's affected most in my community, for what we're worth, is the photographers who are there. I've spoken to a couple of them, and they're really struggling. You know, I suppose they're sports photographers for a start, but they saw it close down the barrel of the camera, and then because of a set of unfortunate circumstances, they were told by the police to remain still and sit where they were, and they were 2 metres away from where Philip was being resuscitated, and they couldn't move. They said every ounce of their body wanted to get off that field and get away from their cameras. Yeah. And, they're really struggling, the boys who took photographs.
Peter, just very briefly, we're nearly at the news, sorry, but just briefly, I think it's important, Sean Abbott is going to be there today, isn't he?
That's what I'm told, and I spoke to Darren Lehman about Sean last night, and they gathered around him. They've shown him a lot of support, and in Darren's inimitable fashion, they're sort of encouraging him to stand on his feet and just get back on with it himself. Deal with it. Darren's very confident about how he will respond.
Yeah, look, the news is upon us, but I think there is an awful lot of support around the country, cricket lovers and beyond, for Sean Abbott too. Peter, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Peter Lawler, chief cricket writer for The Australian.